Blake and Eva show. You know, kids can be very honest. And when they're trying to say something nice, sometimes they accidentally say something that's not so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like when this kid is trying to compliment his mom's legs and how they look in her ripped jeans.
They look like a hot dog with no bread on it.
Oh, my God.
They look like a hot dog with no bread on it. This is how he describes his mom's thigh coming out of the torn jeans.
It looked like a hot dog with no bread on it.
Oh, my God. Well, I would go back in and change my clothes.
Yeah. 7-9 Coast, your kids' non-compliment. 792-6278, or type in the word topic followed by the non-compliment, and text that to the number 77,000. You can go on our Facebook page, like Liz, Aunt Liz, says, Auntie Liz, her niece, I guess, says, Auntie Liz, I love your squishy belly.
Oh my God, right?
I had a friend in high school who was babysitting, and the kid looked at her and said, I love your mustache.
I can help.
Yeah. Crystal's kid said, Mama, you're a tiny bit skinny fat.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Right.
Tiny bit skinny fat. Does that mean you got hot dog legs, too?
It looked like a hot dog with no bread on it.
Trudy on our Facebook page, kid was calling me and my friends the Three Musketeers, except there was four of us. Apparently, I was the horse. Great.
Oh, my God, right? I'm too sensitive.
Where's my horse? There's Trudy. Hey, Trudy. 7-9 Coast, or you can post on our Facebook page. Hi, Coast. Good morning. Kids, non-compliment.
Oh, good morning, Blake. My ex-wife and I were sitting on the couch some years back, and it was shortly after she had our daughter.
Uh-oh.
And he snuggles up nice and close, says, Mommy, I love you so much. You're nice and warm and cuddly. You have so many layers of fat.
Oh, my God. You have so many layers. Oh, yeah, you have so many layers of fat.
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, my God, right. Yeah. That'll send you to the diet.
Yep.
Quick.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
You're the husband Abby did deal with.
You too. Oy. hello? Oh, it's Trudy again. Good morning. Who's this? Hello? Let me try that one. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Autumn.
Autumn. Kids, non-compliment.
Yes, I just had my third baby, and right after he was born, my six-year-old gave me a hug and told me my belly isn't huge anymore.
Oh, that's nice. Your belly isn't huge anymore. Todd's here from News Center Maine, too. We were talking about when your kids give you what they think is a compliment, but it is not.
Mm.
On our Facebook page, Tanika says, my daughter said, Mama, you look beautiful just like Elsa from Frozen. But I like Anna better. She's prettier. Kids, non-compliments, the conversation started because of this now viral video, a little kid who thought he was complimenting his mom's legs, which he could see through the rips in her jeans.
It looked like a hot dog with no bread on it.
It looks like a hot dog with no bread on it.
I mean, he is squishing through those holes. Damn.
What else? Let me see. Rebecca was watching the Maine Marathon, and the kid points out a fit runner going by. Mom, that lady looks like you, but way skinnier.
God.
Yeah. don't hang. Natalie's got a good one on hold. Hold on.
Okay.
The Patties. Oh, God. My son told my aunt that she would be pretty if her face wasn't so cracked.
Oh.
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 If your face wasn't so cracked, you'd be really pretty.
I hope she was old.
Jeez. Well, does it matter?
Well, she can say, I earned these cracks.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters how old you are. You don't want to hear you'd be pretty if your face wasn't cracked. Mm-hmm. Like an egg or something. Cracked like an egg. Natalie, your kid's non-compliment compliment.
So I was pregnant, and I was at the doctor. My three-year-old was with me, and I was getting a check to see if I was dilated yet. Mm-hmm. And my three-year-old, right in front of the doctor, looks at the doctor and goes, that's my mommy's vulva beard. Nice vulva beard, mommy.
Oh, my.
Vulva beard?
Vulva beard. Her dad has a really big beard. And okay. we try to teach her the proper anatomical name.
Apparently.
And she just put the two together, and I don't think I've ever turned so red in my entire life. Luckily, my doctor played it really cool and was like, yeah, women have hair down there. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Nice vulva beard.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
I'll
love it.
I'll never forget that one as long as I live.
And now neither will we.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
That is not a phrase that I ever expected to hear on the air on this show today. Vulva beard. And you better believe that she went home and was like, okay, it's time for a little trim.
I was thinking, I'm going to use those in my ads from now on.
Yeah.
I love you, beard. It's been a hell of a year.
Goodbye, beard.